Send a movie idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
F the P coming straight out the U.
What's that you're singing?
Fuck the police. But I was doing it in vowels. F the P coming straight out the U.
You really amuse yourself, haven't you?
That's my new party skill.
Can you do it with another rap song?
I need to know the words, though, originally.
No, you don't. It's better if you guess. What other rap songs are you really familiar with?
Wild Wild West by Will Smith.
Go on then, hit me with the vowels. No, well, just the, you know, just the starting lessons.
W-W-W-W, Jim, W, D, the R, R, no, you don't want N, N of this. No, it's difficult.
It is difficult, isn't it?
It's a fun game, though.
Weird how familiar you are with Fuck the Police, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just because that's your general, I mean, you've got that tattoo.
Like we always do at this T, I got an S. It's really fun.
It is really
Try
fun.
It out at home. You can even do it with just general pop songs if you fancy, if you don't know any rap.
D's are forever.
Yep.
Throw your D in the S.
If you're F in the V. It's really hard. New game, everyone.
It is a good fun game, that. It is a fun game.
I said a H, H, H. H
H to the B, B B, you know, B into the B B D G. Now what you H is not a T. I'm rapping to the B, and me the G and my F are gonna try and move your F. Now I am one to M, and I'd like to say H. Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we'd like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be laminated and sold for $100,000 at this year's Royal Academy Summer Exhibition, which is a thing I know about because I'm cultured. I'm Joel, a man who puts the riff in EU tariff, and across from me is John Harris. A man who, despite my wooing, refuses to marry me and allow me the chance to apply for French citizenship post-Brexit.
Well, your advances are being knocked aside.
Mm. Is it because I've revealed my intention?
Mm.
You know that it's not legitimate wooing. It's citizenship wooing.
Well, yeah, and also you read the, what was it, Neil Strauss's The Game too closely, and yeah. You believe negging just means being really mean.
Well, if you're doing it, yeah, in that case, I've been wooing you for years.
Yeah.
Pre-Brexit, pre-the referendum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really laying the groundwork early. Neil Strauss's The Game.
And you've been literally peacocking, which is embarrassing.
What, dressing up as a peacock?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. And
it's worked. Yeah, it hasn't worked. John.
Hello.
Speaking of John Woo, he's involved in films. Can you pitch me a film?
This one's from Sam. S Club 7.
Oh, like the murders?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Each one of S Club 7 gets killed like a seven, one of the sins?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, that's sad. Which one does what?
No way. Oh, no, shut up. You know the middle eight
right.
In
yeah.
S Club, you know? Paul's looking for romance.
Yeah.
All of those things. They die in ways that reference what they do in that bit of the song.
Like a Final Destination
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah, so wait.
Isn't one of them out there on the floor?
But Tina's getting down on the floor whilst Hannah's screaming out for more.
Yeah.
Rachel's doing a thing. No, I want to see Bradley... I've got it. I didn't need to Google. I want to see Bradley sing. I want to see Rachel do her thing. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Joe. She got the flow. Paul's looking for romance. Right. How does someone die from the flow? So Joe, she's got the flow. How has she done?
Drowned.
I want to see Bradley sing.
She's on the Rumba Rapids at Thorpe Park.
The one that's going to be really hard is how do we kill Rachel by making her do her thing? What's her thing?
What is her thing? Maybe she's murdered by her LAX.
Yeah, another Rachel Stevens reference.
That is a banger, that song, by the way.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Top 10 pop song of the last 100 years.
yeah, definitely.
But not longer than that.
No.
There are a lot of good pop songs.
It's 9.
It's your 9. Are they in ascending order? Because in which case, I can get behind that.
It's the second great pop song of the 20th century. 21st?
Last 100 years, mate, so both.
Paul gets killed on a date because he's looking for a romance.
Yep.
Tina's getting down on the floor.
Murder on the dance floor. Sophie Ellis-Bex does it. Sophie Ellis-Bex kills them all. That's the twist. What are other songs?
Sophie Ellis-Bex.
How does it feel?
I don't remember.
It feel so good? She teams
That's
up
Maloko,
with...
That's Maloko, isn't it?
She, Groove Jet. Spiller. I don't know. I don't really understand who's involved in that song. Like, is Groove Jet and Spiller, are they the same people? I don't know. Is he spilling the jet of Groove? Doesn't make any sense to me. But either way, there were three geniuses involved in the making of that song. Why does it feel so good?
I think that, you know, recently we did the now 3,624, whatever it was. I think If This Ain't Love, Why Does It Feel So Good was probably on my first now CD.
Yeah, and that's why it's the only CD you've ever bought.
Yeah.
You thought, I've completed music.
Absolutely. There's so much variety. This is clearly...
When you first listened to it, did you think, why does it feel so good? Have you found out yet?
No. But I'll keep searching. Should we move on, please?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was fun. Thank you, Sam. I've got one here for you.
Mm-hmm.
A Quiet Place on the Western Front.
Right, the Western Front.
All Quiet on the Western Front?
Yeah.
A Quiet Place on the Western Front.
What happens in All Quiet on the Western Front?
Not a lot.
Great.
It's very quiet.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's all about the sadness of war. So the Germans have developed a monster that seeks out soldiers.
Sound.
Based on sound.
In the
trenches.
First World War.
On the Western Front. Yeah, big time.
I mean, it sounds like they've got it made, really.
Yeah, so we need to develop silent soldiers.
That's
how the commandos are born.
That's difficult. It's a true story, John. Because the trenches, it's sludgy kind of sounds.
Yeah, you're going to be squelching.
Trudging.
So that's when they tied tennis rackets to their feet.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's when that was first invented. There are a lot of tennis rackets in the trenches, because what actually people don't know is, you know, they stopped on Christmas Day to play football.
Yeah.
On Boxing Day, big tennis tournament. Really big tennis tournament.
Actually,
that never gets reported.
Yeah,
they actually had like a mini Olympics.
Yeah, between Christmas and the New Year, they did a different sport every day.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. The lawn bowls was a fucking nightmare, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get no friction on that mud. Couldn't get anywhere. What would be the best sport to play in a war? Tiddlywinks.
Depends what you're talking about.
You any good at tiddlywinks?
No, but it's always my go-to sport whenever
someone suggests you play sport.
Yeah.
That used to work at school?
John, you should do some exercise. Maybe take up a sport. All right.
I went to a weird Christian summer camp once and won a tiddlywinks tournament.
Really?
Let's not unpick that.
Tiddlywinks sounds like a really cute way to tell someone to go to sleep. Tiddlywinks!
Yeah. Oh, it does, and they shut the door and turn the light off.
Tiddlywinks, Mum. Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinks to you too. You're 25.
You don't live here anymore.
Beep! That's them hanging the phone up.
I got it.
They have to call just get to say tiddlywinks.
I don't know where we can go with that. War and monsters and stuff. I'm not vibing with that. It's a bit too... downbeat.
Okay, well,
Dave Hart, a Scottish bloke named Dave who's really keen on freedom and blue face paint.
Right, okay, nice. I was thinking maybe it was like Braveheart's little sidekick that no one ever found out about.
Dave Hart.
He's called Dave Hart, yeah. And he did loads of great stuff. But you don't really hear about him because of... Is it Robert the Bruce?
Because of Grave.
Is it Robert the Bruce?
Because of Grave? Braveheart.
Graveheart.
Hello, God. Zombie flick.
We're much better at this than the listeners. Scottish zombie flick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graveheart. Okay. Here we go.
They're invading.
Now we're cooking on gas.
They're invading. An undead army are invading England. I don't know if you've ever been. Have you ever been in the Scottish city sort of past sort of 1 a.m? It feels a lot like what I'm imagining Graveheart to be.
I have been to Edinburgh many times, but never past midnight.
You haven't seen you've been to Edinburgh in August many times, so you've never really seen a Scottish person, have you?
It's like Gremlins.
No, that's sad.
Don't stay out past midnight. I have been in Edinburgh at a different time of the year, actually. Thank you very much.
July the 31st? Day early?
September the 1st. A zombie army Is, I feel like we are, there's some sort of Scottish fantasy kind of vibe we're going on, because last week we had the dragon military tattoo.
Yeah.
So that's the second week. I swear a while back you did some weird Hadrian's Wall one a while back. I feel like we're really...
Please don't expect me to remember that.
No, I can't believe I found that nugget
in
my brain.
I think it was Adrian's Wall. And yeah.
A guy called Adrian.
Yeah, Adrian Brody built a wall.
The thing is, I'm surprised we managed to reference last week. That's
pretty good going for us.
That's amazing. I've always prided us
on it as well.
I'm always
on our use of the English language. They've been very delirious, the episodes recently, because of the heat.
Yeah. What about this one from Mike? The sixth day, a futuristic look at how Arnold Schwarzenegger spends his Saturday, brackets, his sixth day of the week, if you will. Nothing exciting happens, most likely a documentary.
Arnie will surely spend Saturdays in the gym. Surely he's pumping iron all day Saturday. I know I am.
You go to the same... Is it Gold's Gym? That's the one that's like the iconic kind of LA...
Yeah, that's the one I go to.
You fly out.
I go to the one on the beach as well. You know the gym on the beach in LA? I spend a lot of my time there. I do a lot of working out there and impressing people.
Yeah.
There's a gym in the town I'm from.
Yeah.
Called Beefs. That sounds like a parody of what you'd call a gym, doesn't it?
Beefs.
And Russell Crowe and Hugh Jackman have worked out there. So
regularly.
Why do you...
So Australians.
Stop laughing at Beefs. Yeah. So they've worked out there. I'll tell you why. Thanks for asking. The Chatham Dockyard,
yeah,
is used a lot for filming, right? So they film the new Sherlock Holmes movies there.
Oh, okay.
They filmed a Kanye West video there.
Which one?
All Day.
Kind of an All Day, because All Day was that the one at the Brits. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, where do you think the Brits are? In an old-timey dockyard. No, it was around that time.
Okay, fine.
And Les Mis was filmed there.
Okay.
So they had to do some working out. But because it's Medway, there's not like fancy posh people gym. So I had to go to Beefs in Stroud.
So,
imagine if you worked in Beefs, or you were just working out in Beefs, and literally two of the most famous people on the planet walked in.
Oh, is it the same time? Oh, because it was during Les Mis, probably.
Yeah. Are you all right, mate?
Why?
I just talked about Les Mis being filmed there.
Yeah.
And that being the reason for Russell Crowe and Hugh Jackman being there. And you went, it was probably around the same sort of time.
Should we give
They didn't
them-
just pop by a gym in Stroud for no reason.
Should we give them a little behind the curtain about today's recording?
Yeah.
About 20 minutes before I was supposed to be here, I messaged Joel, because I genuinely had no idea that we were recording today. Mm. Which is odd, because I'm usually, you know, doing my vocal warm-ups hours in advance. Mm-hmm. But I started to leave the office that I work at, and I just got a notification on my phone saying, podcast recording this evening. And if I hadn't got that, you would have waited here all evening.
Which, as a listener, you're probably surprised about, because you imagine there's probably hours of prep to this.
Yeah.
No, we don't just turn up and throw this together. Yeah, so...
What does Arnold Schwarzenegger do on a Saturday? It's a lot of protein.
I'm more interested in gyms in the Medway area.
Oh, right, tell me more. As well.
So what I find fascinating about this, right, is there's not a decent hotel... And there's not a decent anything. So these megastars come and film there, and they literally have to stay in like the Premier Inn.
Premier Inn's lovely, isn't it?
It's not if you're Russell Crowe, is it?
Is it the Holiday Inn that's slightly higher quality?
Oh, no. Holiday Inn, free breakfast.
I love a free breakfast.
Breakfast included at the Holiday Inn. Always. So if you're travelling near motorways, factor that in. Factor that in, because they will sting you for a breakfast at Travelodge and Premier Inn, upwards of £10.
Yeah, free breakfast.
Have you ever felt like you got £10 worth of breakfast there? And I'm pretty sure Holiday Inn have a pretty robust loyalty scheme as well.
I don't do this, but my parents would definitely make a ham sandwich whilst at the breakfast.
No, they don't.
People. Yeah, they are. You think that...
Put it in the Tupperware.
You think I was born with a silver spoon in my... Well, I wasn't. I was born with a sandwich made at breakfast.
Yeah, fair enough. That's pretty great.
Why do they have ham and cheese there anyway? It's breakfast. You know, they're just asking us to make lunch, frankly.
Do they have ham and... No, they're not. Do they have ham and cheese in Britain?
I'm thinking of...
You're thinking of on the continent.
Hotel Ibis, or Ibis, as you Brits would call it. But I'm French, so...
Is it Ibis?
That's what I say, because I'm French.
If you don't say hotel, do you?
Ibis Hotel.
Yeah. No. Did you like how I said hotel then?
Yeah, it was fine.
It was pretty French.
Yeah.
I don't think... You get ham and cheese in the UK. Well, you do obviously get ham and cheese. It's in abundance in the UK. You can't move for ham and cheese. We love it. But not at breakfast. I don't think it happens at breakfast.
No. Generally, if I went to a restaurant and they were like, we've got ham and cheese, except when you chuck it in a croissant, suddenly it's okay.
That's what the French again. It's the French game.
I think it's more Germanic to have ham and cheese at breakfast.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, get in touch. Which country do you most affiliate with ham and cheese before midday? We'd love to know.
Because I think the French is more about, you know, the pastries.
What about the croque monsieur?
That's not breakfast, that's lunch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've definitely had it for breakfast before.
Yeah, well, perfect.
And I was in France and no one slapped it out of my hand and said, no, no, no. They said it, they the shouted it at me for a lot of other stuff that I did in France.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What about this one from Alison? Once upon a time in West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Exactly.
What's Once Upon a Time in Philadelphia? Once Upon a Time in the West? What's the movie that
Oh,
that's
sorry,
referencing?
Once Upon a Time in the West. It's a Western, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's got it in the name.
Once Upon a Time in the West is a classic spaghetti Western because it's a Western film made in Europe. That's what the spaghetti Westerns are for anyone who doesn't know that fact that everyone knows.
Yeah, that's good.
Tweet me in if you didn't know that fact. And when I get no tweets, I'll assume it's because everyone knows that fact and not because no one's listening.
I thought it was the name of the leading actor in all of the films.
Spaghetti Western.
I thought that was his name.
Starring Spaghetti Western. Wild West film. Wild Wild West.
Yeah, they've done that.
Yeah.
That literally is...
And it was shit.
Wild Wild West is literally that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was like what's it called? Steampunk Western, wasn't it? Oh, well, why don't we do this one instead then? Psychoco. Emily. Send that one in.
Here's what I'm saying. Yeah? Pixar, there's a message, right?
Yeah.
Embrace your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
People die in Up. People die. Coco. Yeah. Cars can talk. 1, 2, and 3. It's all about teaching kids stuff they're going to need in their adult life.
And it was amazing that the people at Pixar decided after two films they thought kids still didn't really get the moral that is cars can talk.
What's also really interesting is that they didn't feel they wanted to let kids know about planes being able to talk, but Disney did.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh god, now you're getting into weird studio stuff.
Yeah, boring stuff.
It's part of the Cars universe, but it's actually made by Disney as opposed to Disney Pixar.
What about boats? Anyway,
what about segues?
Psychoco.
Yeah.
It's teaching kids about killers and serial killers and the threat that is around every street corner.
Yeah, because actually Disney films and Disney Pixar films, they like to, you know, mess children up by teaching them real hard truths about life and death and love. And murderers, finally.
They're out there, mate. And I'm worried that kids are growing up not thinking about murderers enough.
And that bathroom scene done in beautiful Pixar CGI.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
It'd look great.
Yeah.
And then she dies. So, hello, here we go. It's told from the perspective of the main character who in the film dies about 40 minutes in, and then we change perspectives. However, in this one, we stay in her perspective as she goes to the land of the dead.
In Coco.
And she solves the crime of who killed her rather than someone else.
Mm-hmm.
By somehow, it's the Day of the Dead. She gets back onto Earth. She tells some people, it's Mr. Bates. It's Master Bates. He did it.
Yeah.
Great. Ah, we're so good at making
films. Brilliant. That is great fun. Shall we pitch our own film idea?
Yes.
Cool. Do you want me to go first?
No, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Right. This one. This is a real doozy, Joel.
I'm excited.
So, aliens land on our planet.
Oh, no.
Not the good kinds.
Oh, bad.
Bad ones.
Scary ones.
Military ones.
Military
evil
aliens.
Ones. Yeah, military aliens, right. And they're kind of like gladiatorial in their nature.
Oh, so they should be easy to kill.
Why? Oh, no, no, no. In their nature, not in their equipment.
Oh, damn. I thought you've messed this one right
now. No, no,
no. We've got guns and stuff now.
They've got shit hot equipment, right?
Oh, no.
So they...
Well, and what are they trying to do?
They want to prove that they are stronger than the whole of Earth. Our arms.
Who are we going to send?
So we don't send anyone because we're scared. They scope out, right?
Mm-hmm.
They start at the top, US military.
Mm-hmm.
And they move down to the next level of military. Before you know it, they've wiped out most of the world's military.
Yeah, but you've got something up your sleeve here, mate.
Then they head off to all of the air forces, RAF, Trump's new space force that he's established.
they killed space force on the way.
On the way in. Yeah. that was an hors d'oeuvre for the violence that was coming ahead. They take down the Navy. They move on to the territorial army, the reserves.
And this when they come unstuck.
This is, wait for it. And then, due to an admin error.
Can I tell you, can I guess the name of this film?
What?
Is it Extraterritorial Army?
No. Oh. That's good, though. and then, unfortunately, due to an admin error, they don't understand that the Salvation Army are not a military army.
So they kill the Salvation Army?
No.
What?
Guess what these aliens' only weakness is?
Trombones and stuff.
Brass bands playing Christmas songs. What do you think?
What's really interesting is that the Salvation Army are called up to kill these aliens and they think, well, there's only one thing we know how to do. They're not even going to try and attack them. They're just going to play Silent Night straight away. Imagine that coming over the hill.
It's called Salvation, by the way.
That's good. It's very good.
Thank you.
So they've worked their way through every army on Earth.
Yeah.
And then what are they looking at? The army directory? Or they're just Googling army?
Yeah, they just Googled army.
They find, and obviously because they've wiped them out, the Google searches are being removed.
Yeah.
So it's just whatever's top next time. They Google army again and they get the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
I think, right, you bastards, we're coming for you. So they arrange a meetup?
No, they go straight to the Salvation Army.
And luckily they've got their instruments and they're ready to play them en masse.
Yeah, and it's a Christmas film.
Of course, yeah, I noticed that earlier on with some of the references to trees. So they go to like a rehearsal and that's it. They just turn around, point the trumpet at them, game over.
This has all been foreshadowed actually a bit as well, because the aliens, as they're travelling to each thing,
mm-hmm.
And you think it's just foreshadowing the fact that it's a Christmas film, but the aliens don't like anything Christmassy.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to be like grimacing and kind of like... staying away
from Mariah Carey.
Because
they're worried
about
specifically hearing a brass band Christmas song.
Well, they don't know, but the aliens don't realise that it's going to kill them, but they just like, you know,
they
start,
like
they're being funny about it. But, and they've also...
How do they know what Christmas is?
but they don't. They don't know what Christmas is.
Oh, they just... anything affiliated to with Christmas, they makes them feel sick.
Yeah.
They see a bauble,
they don't understand,
they get scared.
It. They don't understand it, right? And maybe what happens is one of the armies, a single, you know, trumpeter is there.
Right.
And he takes down one of the aliens with his trumpet.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that should plant the seed in your head, in your minds, to think, oh, and they go past like a Ska concert and that takes out a few of their aliens.
Oh, because they're doing Christmas covers.
No, just the sheer power of the trumpet Christmas. Alone is going to just take down a couple.
Yeah, but great excuse for some Ska Christmas tracks.
Okay,
on the
fine.
Soundtrack.
We are Silent Night. Yeah, I can go for that. Yeah, and the moral of the story is the power of Christmas. And trumpets.
Good.
And charity.
And charity and toast for drunk people.
I think that's the best film we've ever come up with in this podcast.
That's your idea.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't say that.
No.
I think it's all right.
It is a great idea.
Thank you.
It's a really good idea. No Country for Cold Men.
Finally.
Britain is in its fifth consecutive year of heatwave.
Yeah.
Imagine a world without it getting cold anymore. You don't have to imagine it, John. It's already here. This heatwave continues for the next 5 years. And we're all wiped out. You and I are still in this essentially sauna of a room recording the podcast. And everyone's got a great tan, but food supplies are running low.
Yeah.
So it's a real swings and roundabouts situation. Until, what's his name, the lead man in No Country for Old Men?
Wait, the baddie? Anton Chigurh.
Who else is in that film?
Isn't Josh Brolin in it?
Is he?
Yeah. And then that guy with the like the super grumpy face, whose name I cannot think of for the life of me right now, who's Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah. So Tommy Lee Jones is in this.
Good.
And he's got the secret to...
Is this a sequel to one of those furniture films that Muscle Tom's
is
playing?
I was hoping that would just become evident as I described the film. There's actually someone behind these heat waves.
Oh.
Trying to wipe out the weak among us, right? So it's like Darwin.
Yeah.
He's trying to evolve us to survive in this heat, because that's the way global warming's going.
Cool.
Like an evil, despotic leader.
Great.
Is engineering a heat wave and engineering global warming so that the weaklings die off. But Tommy Lee Jones has got a secret to keep us cool. But he's been exiled because there is no country for cold men. And he's in a research lab in the Antarctic in shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
Wait, what? Because that's how hot it is.
That's how warm it is, mate.
Fuck, you know.
The opener, it says, the Antarctic, 2018. And you're like, no, that looks like the Sahara. That's the message, mate. Clever.
If the country was dipped into a state of emergency due to sheer temperature, would you...
Call Sean Paul?
Would you turn to me and think, what can we do to help?
Yeah.
Entertain upwards of 12 people with movie puns.
Yeah, that would keep them cool. Because we're pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I like your movie idea. It's no salvation.
It's not as good as yours, mate. But my brain hasn't worked for about a month now, so... Yeah. Just be thankful I'm able to put sort of words into things that sound a bit like sentences.
I'm over this weather. I know you said a while back, you know, but I'm over it. And there was a weird thing, right, listener, where between the last episode and this one, there was a weekend where it was nice. It was cold.
Yeah, it was great. I got so much done. I did a lot of thinking. I wore trousers, John. I wore some trousers.
I always wear trousers, but that's different.
Yeah.
Someone at work,
you've got horrible knees.
Someone at work the other day said that when I told them I don't wear shorts, he was like, that sounds like an introduction Joel would give you.
Really?
And joining me is a man who has never worn shorts, John Harris.
It just feels too obvious.
You think? Yeah. But it's true.
I feel like you never owned a pair of shorts?
No, I don't.
What do you swim in? Wet
trousers.
Wetsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, like those old-fashioned Victorian wetsuits?
No. They're just suits, aren't they? You ever been swimming?
Yes. Of course I've been swimming. I'm actually...
Have you ever worn a Speedo?
It's probably the physical activity I'm vaguely proficient at.
Have you ever worn a Speedo?
No.
Never worn a Speedo
in
your life?
No, it's all shorts, mate.
I went to a school where you had to wear Speedos.
Oh.
In maths.
I think it's about time someone fucking enter the studio. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. What's the winner this week? It's Salvation Army, isn't it?
Psychoco.
And we know it's the end of the show because there's a knock, knock, knock on the studio door and making their way into the studio. It is...
It's snowing. It's a Christmas miracle.
I thought I was rubbish in that whole episode until I made that Speedo joke. But that's worth it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.